suicidal. Back in 2008, I literally thought that I was dying. And when I say that, I'm not making that up. I mean, I really believed that I was dying. I was having symptoms that led me to believe that I had throat cancer, I had a brain tumor, I had MS, and some other issues. Now, you might say, well, how is it that you thought that you had throat cancer, brain tumor, and MS, as well as other issues? Well, like I would think probably many of you who are listening, I was playing doctor on Google, WebMD, and I would type in my symptoms, and based upon those symptoms, these were the answers that I was giving or given. Now, the question is, why was I having those symptoms? Well, people would ask me back in 2008, John, are you stressed? And my answer was, no, I'm not stressed. And they would persistently ask that question every time I would see them, or even multiple times they would ask me that question in one conversation. And I got to a point where I was so frustrated that I remember just losing it a couple of times and saying, no, I am not stressed. Well, looking back on that time, of course, I realized that it was highly stressed. Oftentimes when we're in the greatest amount of stress, it's difficult to see. It's like being in the weeds. You know, you don't see the weeds because you're so deep into them. It's like you don't see the trees for the forest. There's just far too many trees. You know, when you're in a gutter, you don't see that you are until you get out and you look back and say, oh my gosh, you know, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, or otherwise, like, man, I was really in a gutter. See, in 2008, things were very difficult for me financially. And some of you, many of you probably relate. Those of you who are old enough to remember, if you had to worry about paying a mortgage, making a car payment, and just, you know, surviving, that year and the subsequent years became known as the Great Recession, the worst economic period since the Great Depression. And what I didn't realize is that all the pressure that I was experiencing from that, all of the economic difficulties that I was facing, and then what that did to my relationship with myself and, you know, with others in my life, it was a very difficult time. Well, unfortunately, you know, I lost everything. Didn't have to declare bankruptcy, but I lost everything. Everything that I had in the bank, pretty much the nice house that I had, a nice, big, beautiful home up in Park City in Glenwild, 8,500 square feet, multiple cars, all of that. I lost it all. And there was a period of time where I was really struggling, where I was having a hard time with myself. I was very down on myself, very critical of myself. And looking back, I realized what I was doing. I made this fundamental mistake, gang. And this is the message that I want to share with you today. My fundamental mistake was that I was defining my self-worth based upon money, based upon the amount of money that I was making, the amount of stuff that I had. And the change, or the challenge with that is this: that is a very dangerous game to play, because money is something that can be taken immediately by circumstances that are beyond your control. I mean, the Great Recession was not within my control. I didn't recognize and realize that it was going to happen, or that it would have the severity that it had in terms of the way it absolutely, you know, gutted me financially. I didn't expect that, and yet it did. And as a result, I found myself in a very, very difficult situation. You know, it wasn't that happened to me. Ultimately, it was the way in which I responded to it, and I beat myself up. I looked at myself as less than, and I was very critical. So, gang, my message is this: don't define your sense of self-worth based upon the amount of money that you have. Let me just share with you a quick story. A gentleman by the name of Adolf Merkel, he was a German billionaire worth $8 or $9 billion. And during the Great Recession in 2006, 7, 8, 9, he lost nearly two-thirds of his wealth almost overnight. Two-thirds of $8 or $9 billion he lost in a very short period of time. And he was so distraught over the whole thing, even though he had a few, you know, $2-3 billion left, he was so distraught that he literally stood in front of a speeding train and committed suicide. See, what I know, like me in 2008 and 9, Adolf Merkel defined his sense of self-worth, who he was, by the billions that he had. And when he lost that, he had obviously nothing to live for. What a tragedy. See, I believe, gang, that we should not be defining our sense of self-worth by the money that we have and the stuff that we own, the cars, the houses, the nice jewelry, the vacations we can go on. See, none of those things are relevant, and they can be taken away at any moment. They come and they go. They're fleeting. But the thing that is certain, that is constant, is who we are in terms of our principles, philosophies, and our standards. In other words, not the things that we say, but rather the things that we do. So if you want to feel better about yourself, you want to feel very confident, regardless of what's going on in the world, is to recognize the most productive principles, philosophies, and standards. And instead of talking about those things, make certain that they are who you say they are. In other words, match those statements by your conduct. See, I no longer define myself based upon the amount of money in my bank account, which is ultimately a good thing, regardless of how much is in there. Because my value, my self-value, is simply my love for others, my capability to love others, my ability to forgive, my ability to contribute, my ability to make a difference in the life of other people. See, I know that my value to myself and to others is not money, but rather who I am intrinsically that can never be taken away, regardless of what's going on in the economy. So, gang, I just challenge you to do this. Ask yourself, how do I define my self-worth? And if you define your sense of self-worth based upon the things that you own rather than the things that you are, it's time for a very brutal conversation, a moment of reckoning to say, I need to stop doing that because those things aren't relevant ultimately. You came into this world naked and you're going to leave it with nothing except for your memories and the contributions that you have left. That is it. So I challenge you, have that conversation, honest conversation with yourself. And if there is need for change or adjustment in terms of the way you see yourself, then do it. Because what I don't want for you is what I experienced back in 2008. Those moments where I literally thought that I was dying because I was so stressed, because I was going to lose my money and ultimately did, and was so downtrodden and so negative and critical about myself and to myself that I almost lost my sense of purpose. Fortunately, I did not. Gang, your value is intrinsic and has nothing to do with the amount of money that you have or don't have. And it has everything to do with your principles, your philosophies, and your standards, the way in which you behave on a daily basis. In other words, your guiding principles. Give these things some thought, and as usual, I'll see you at the top.